gentlemen, 18 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Apologies. A little bit of, you know, emergency here in the studio, but hey, nothing to worry about. Good morning, Lagos. And what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, everybody. Thank you
Cheers
so much for joining us this morning. It's a new week.
I'm telling you.
A brand new week. We're excited. Happy to be alive. Every single person who went to bed and woke up this morning is excited to be alive. I don't know anybody who would not be happy to
definitely.
Be alive this morning. But we're all excited because it's that time of the day when we get to vibe up, stare the egusi, stare the afang,
yes,
put
so
some
the
pepper
bangas.
In
oh,
the
we're
stew.
Making soup today. We're not doing stew.
No stew today. We just
eyes
it up.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, Lagos. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon. From now till 12 o'clock, we promise to rock, literally, rock your world.
Wow.
In a good way.
In a good way.
We don't want you to get us wrong, please.
Exactly.
We're going to rock your world in a positive some way. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Please, get the gutter out of your mind. I mean, your mind out of...
Gutter.
Yes, there's a outing somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All of them join. All
and
join.
In the studio this morning,
yes,
Fancy
so.
Nancy with the brains.
Hello, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
And of course, my pink doll, my Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's too pink, Sha.
Yes, it's very pink. Oh.
Fetto!
Oh, wow.
Feta ate a bar this morning. Those of us who drank tea, we don't have the energy
exactly.
to shout us up.
But we'll try. So
once again, in case you are still sleeping on a bicycle, this show is...
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, Lagos. Good morning.
Cheers to life. All right, this morning, without delay, we're going to talk about things that, you know, you can connect to, I can connect with. I just want to, before I go into the main topic today, Timida Kolo has been talking on social media about, you know, the outcome of the elections in Osun State.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't necessarily direct it at that, but he was talking to Nigerians. That's what we're going to be focusing on this morning. But first things first, have you noticed how your data is depreciating?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like they are using straws to sip it.
I don't get it anymore.
But that one is still now. The one I notice now is they don't tell you when your credit is finished. You just
see call failed.
They just call. I'm telling you. I thought I had a problem.
Yes.
Like,
so
hey,
I thought several times
bad.
I thought what, that, oh, maybe
you?
It's necessary.
Yeah, normally.
Yes.
The number
yes.
you're dialing.
Oh, okay.
Or 1 minute.
Or they would say you have insufficient balance or something.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely nothing. You just see call failed. And so you keep trying to call back. Nothing. So at some point, I even thought that maybe I lost network connection on my phone, know.
Well, they are minimizing on information.
I don't even know what's
happening. Everybody's just minimizing on everything now. So maybe they are minimizing information.
How about you put us on notice? Let us know
what
we're dealing with here.
Because I feel left alone. Normally, there's a girl that says, you have 1 minute remaining. And she doesn't say anything.
She broke up with her.
Are you about to cry?
That girl is tired of our shenanigans, so she broke up with us. She ghosted us.
I'm telling
you.
No, but sincerely, how are you dealing with data? Because you see, data is life.
Yeah, it is life.
I'm sorry to sound that way. Data is life.
After food.
Is
it not even before food? Because most times, if you don't
I'm
have food,
I'm not
going to
go hungry
data.
And be pressing my phone.
No, look at it. Data is a means of getting food.
First, I'm worried.
You know?
You have a point.
On
one angle.
So for the guys who are influencers, for the guys who promote stuff on social media, yes, it's their source of income.
And if I don't have food, I could just chat them. Marianne Afra, she just give me 2K.
As a sugar mommy that I eat.
Food I've already set.
Quali boss. Your girls are loyal.
Anyway, you see Marianne, bill her. There's money. Yes.
Feta.
She's the one that is bankrolling me.
It's What's Up, Lagos. 22 minutes to Paris.
Oh my God.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, everybody. Wherever you are right now, it's What's Up, Lagos. And we're talking about the data drama. Yes, some people will say, I don't chop where I go buy data. But we all do What's Up.
Yeah, we need data.
Some of us live on Facebook.
Yeah.
Some others live on IG and the others live on TikTok. I'm not talking about anybody.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Me, I live in Ikorodu.
She's always posting like you know she's posting memory verses like Maria, daddy's not watching your food. Don't worry.
Daddy don't have to watch.
She bombards us with Bible verses.
I'm trying to make you guys change for the better. You know,
thanks a bunch. See for thanks.
But sincerely, have you noticed how your data is disappearing on you? I'll tell you what, in less than a week, 20 gig disappeared on me.
Wow. The way that thing happened.
20 gig. I'm not saying 10. I'm not saying 5. I'm not saying 1 gig. 20. And it's happened to me twice in July. And I had to tweet at that, you know,
network
to say, what's going on? Girls are not smiling.
Exactly.
It's not that you used to borrow me money to buy this data. I buy it with my money. Mm-hmm. I cannot be dodging you money every week. It's not possible.
I know.
You are supporting the brand.
No, I'm...
That is your little way of giving back to society.
No problem. How is the brand supporting
value
me?
For money, honestly. I think it's time to port.
How is the brand supporting
Maybe
me?
Maybe you should port. Move to another brand then.
I said it. I said, look, I'm going to dump
think,
you guys.
I don't think it's... I think it's a Nigerian thing now. Like, all them telecom companies...
Girl,
is happening.
You and I can say this because in their abroad, you enjoy. In fact, you just be anywhere you go.
You and her can say this. Me, you and me cannot say. In Toronto,
don't worry. Yeah, remember, when we went there,
the network was.
It was just. I don't know what you had this morning, but I want a little bit.
Yeah,
of
whatever
it.
You had, I think we need a sip of it.
We need a sip of whatever you had.
A whiff of it, whatever it is.
I'll borrow you people.
Okay.
Is it your feeding bottle?
It's not in my feeding bottle. I don't bring it. Yes.
So what if it finishes?
It's in me.
It's in you?
Yes.
Okay, we don't need anything that is
interesting talent.
She switches. She has different personalities. She picks and chooses when these personalities need to come out.
Amazing.
Well, we want to know what's happening where you are. It's the feel of Lagos from now till for the next 10 minutes. We want to take your calls. And if you have been suffering what I'm suffering, they're taking your data like they're shipping it with straw.
With straw.
Or the calls are just ending on you without any... Please, can we join our voices to ask them, what have we done? Join the conversation.
You don't need to drag the network.
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp or you can tweet at us at NigeriaInfo 99.3. I hope I don't save 92.3.
Can they say the names of this network?
No, we can't.
They can't, right?
No, you can't be doing free ads.
I will give you an invoice and we'll bill you.
Exactly.
We'll bill police safe. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay.
Hello.
Turn off your radio, please.
No, it's off.
Go ahead.
Look, I am a first caller.
And what's that? Hold on. What's the passcode?
I would come right... Let me see.
What is going on?
What's up,
Lagos? Thank you.
What's up,
Lagos? Cheers to life.
See, I just had to call. You know why?
Yes.
Because what you just said now, I've experienced it like several times within a month. And just yesterday, you know, I'm actually...
So what's up, Lagos? 30 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anna Cole, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are live. Now, we're talking about the data situation in Nigeria and the telecos. Are they angry with us? Well, I don't ask you. Are you hungry? Or you're just telling us that times are hard, so you tighten your belt. But on a more serious note, have you noticed how your data is just going? Like somebody's sucking it with straw.
Yeah.
Are you noticing how even your airtime, before you say jack, is gone? I've recharged 3 times in the space of this weekend. I can't count how many people I spoke with. So I'm not understanding. And so I don't use just one telecommunications company. I use two.
Two, yeah.
So what's the explanation? Would like to understand. Again, because maybe times are hard, it's tougher for us than it used to be. So everything is a bit more expensive than it used to be.
Yeah.
Can the telecoms just let us know Send us those bulk messages instead of saying
that times are hard, my dear. Or should I do
no, no, no.
Jingle?
Let us know
times
that,
are hard.
Let us know if you have changed the tariff. Let us know. Don't hide it.
As they should. Right. They should
let
send messages.
Let us know. No hidden charges. Let us know. But how are you dealing with the situation of your... Because we know we're all on social media now. We're on Twitter, Instagram, we're on Facebook and WhatsApp. Especially WhatsApp. You know, our parents are on WhatsApp the more. WhatsApp on Facebook.
My mom.
What's up?
And they keep sending you those ridiculous messages.
Like she sends like 100. Anything she sees, she just sends an article. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mom.
So, you know what I do? In my house, I'm like the verifier. So, when they have these messages forwarded to them on
Is
WhatsApp,
it true?
They send it to me because I'm the verifier. Okay. Because if they mistakenly just send it to me and say forward, I will just
what
be like,
10 people.
Do you know that you are part of the propaganda in this country? So you don't want my problem. They just say these were sending it.
Can you verify?
I'm going to
maybe you
because that way you reduce the number of fake messages and fake
news.
You know, or insinuations that are pushed out there as propaganda, and that way we can help one another, including our family members.
Absolutely.
But 0700 993 993 993 is the number for you to call. You can also send us a WhatsApp message and tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Hello. We lost that call. Sorry. Call us back. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
No, no, no. Do it well. Do it well.
It's what's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Especially
for us. Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. After all of that energy...
It's okay. It might be the telco, though.
Yeah, it's again.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? The phone lines are buzzing too much. But let's go to WhatsApp quickly before we go into our main conversation for the day.
All right, this one says, hello, ladies. I'm listening all the way from Garden City. Confirm that I'm sending to the right WhatsApp, Lagos, B.O.B. Okay.
Thank you, B.O.B.
This one says, good morning and what's up, Lagos? Please, oh, don't blame the network that 20 GB finished on you just like that. Even 20K naira, Sef, they finished like 500 naira.
I agree.
I think it's the way naira is losing value that's affecting the service providers. Henry from Anthony Village.
Mm. Yeah, but they should at least put out a message there to say, okay, this is what is going on, so we're not all looking confused and wondering what happened
exactly.
to our data, what happened to our call cards and all of that.
And it's our money. Don't we have a right to ask questions?
Right to know.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? All right, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, we lost that caller.
Yes, we did. How sad.
Oh, they are now angry at us.
Are these telcos beginning to jinx our phone?
Hello, good morning.
Happening?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay! What's up, Lagos? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Madame Mifio.
Ah, Madame Mifio. Kekwano. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear.
How are you?
My own, I never said they were, you know, the thing was running fast. It's Korokoro stealing. They stole my data. They'll be stealing my data. I said, why? Before I wake up, I will not see like 500. I said, why are they taking my data now?
Hey.
Why did they not enter my credit?
So they enter the credit.
I said, no. I'm a poor widow. I just went to Twitter from
straight up.
I like me.
I said, I will go and report it to the Consumer Protection Commission.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
If you touch my Disney again, and you people should fish out the people doing this thing.
Yeah.
It's giving your network, you know, bad reputation. Yeah, how can you be stealing people's data and stealing credit? You know what they employed them to do there? I was so upset. We were just conversing. They now said that money, that 1,000.
Oh, sorry, Madam Ify. 1 minute, everybody, when you call, please keep it 1 minute. Madam Ify's seriously livid about the fact that her little money that she's trying to use and enjoy her life, people want to come and sip it with straw.
They move from credit and entered her data. Or they move from data and entered credit.
It's not nice. Please, stop it. I beg you in the name of God.
But do you really think there are people taking this credit?
I don't know. Hello, good morning. What's up,
Lagos?
Good morning, cheers to life.
This is Jeffrey calling from Ivedleki.
Hi, Destiny. Good morning. Destiny.
Hello.
Yes. Destiny has forgotten what he wanted to say.
Hello,
it's okay.
We can hear you.
It's okay, Destiny. We understand. Thank you for calling. He just wanted to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
We like that.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
You already know it.
What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, God. You drink only akamu this morning. We need some energy.
All right, let's do it together.
Let's do it together. Okay, I want to go.
What's up,
the door is now open. You can call me.
I need over there.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. My name is Black Diamond. I'm calling from Ijora.
Hi, Black Diamond.
Black Diamond.
This network of a thing, I think the people working there are supposed to be responsible for it because, like, it's just obvious because, like, a couple of weeks, when I buy card or buy data, like, I wouldn't even use it. They just deduct everything. Like, I think it's the people that are working there, they are the cause of it. So that's all I have to say. They should just try and just let us know what's going on because they are even confused. As the people patronizing them, they are just confused.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for calling. Keep it up 1 minute. We're going to time you. So call in, put your thoughts together and hit it the point, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Wait.
Please, turn off your radio, please.
Turn off your radio.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mr. Shaq calling from Yaba.
Okay, Shaq. Baby Shaq. Baby Shaq. Okay, go ahead.
No words.
On this network provider of it, this data consumption, most of us are using Android phone. We are not aware of some of the apps we are using.
Yeah.
If you write and you try to control your apps.
Yeah, turn off the background refreshing and all of that. Yes.
Give them a time to run. Like, and most of those orders are being consumed middle of the night when the network is very active. You just see message popping up because you did not put your phone on a sleep mode.
Yeah.
So give your phone on a sleep mode. Give it a particular time. Like mine now, I set my phone from 11:30 to 6 a.m. Nothing pops in, nothing pops out. So the only thing that it will start busting is from 6 a.m. That's when I start receiving messages into it. Except when I wake up in the middle and I want to use it by myself.
Uh-huh. Then it will come alive. Whoa. Thank you very much for calling. But I do that. So because I set an alarm for work, for workouts, blah, blah, blah. So I turn off the refreshing background apps and all of those things. I do it. But where does the data go to? Where does it go to?
My point is, when he said put your phone on sleep mode in the middle of the night, what happens if there's an emergency? Like,
that's the downside to it. Yeah. So what I do is I have another phone where all my family members can reach me, which I do not necessarily have to use internet. On it.
Okay.
And it's awake all through the night. But you see, the phone where my internet connection is, I make sure that everything is gone to sleep from 9 p.m.
Right.
If you want to reach me, you can reach me on the other phone. If it's important.
On the flip side, though, I mean, is it that these days are not having your mind over your own? They're not like people. They just decide to finish by themselves.
They're acting like robots?
Yeah.
No, these things are commands. They just act.
It's feeling like I cannot just be on your phone.
What? Are you watching too much Stranger Things?
Cartoon.
Are you watching Stranger Things? It could be a problem.
That's the spirit that causes traffic on Lekki Ekwe Road.
That's a whole different ballgame.
The spirit that takes data from our phones.
Yeah, so maybe that works.
Let's not blame it on the telcos now. There's a spirit.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning, Sandra.
Eh? Did you say Sandra?
When you said the eh?
No.
Turn off your radio, please.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Eddie Graham.
Eddie, go ahead.
Yeah, Eddie Graham, calling from Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. We're calling out from Liverpool.
Wait, is this Liverpool?
We are calling from Liverpool, yeah.
Apapa. Liverpool, Apapa.
Apapa area, yes.
Okay.
Liverpool, Apapa, Liverpool, Apapa.
All right, all right. Right. Sure. We just want to be sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Okay, the issue of that and calling racist parties and so on is the problem of government. They know what they are doing.
Excuse me, sir. Yes, government is there. You have now shot bullet to government. Straight bullet to government.
Shots fired.
Why, sir?
Shots fired.
They don't know what they are doing because this is where they get their money.
What?
Yeah. They are not MTN is recharging for.
No. What? Hey, straight bullet to. Okay. Thank you for calling. thank you for calling. Let's take another call.
You guys agree that this is the first time I'm ever going to take sides with the Nigerian government. Like, I am very sorry for what just happened to you right now.
Thank you very much, Eddie, for calling. Eddie from Liverpool.
Is anything perfect?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, thank you. I'm on the move, and I want to talk about the. Well done to you guys.
Thank you.
I want to talk about this data something.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I thought it was my key. Every three days, I do 60, and I'm like, okay. So my daughter was now like, okay, mommy, let's do a challenge. We're not going to touch
your phone.
I mean, we are not going to do all sports with you.
Mm.
Let's see what is taking. Your data. Lo and behold, the data finished within 2-3 days again. 6 gig every 2-3 days. That is how I
find. It's like they now set an automatic limit for it to, you know, last, and then it's
and then
gone.
When it gets to like 300 MB, you can't. I mean, do anything anymore.
Yeah.
It starts
seeing the circles. It just keeps loading.
It just keeps buffering. Yeah.
Data is life. Data is like water that you drink. Yet they know they even if they make it ridiculously cheap.
People will still buy.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for calling. We'll take a few messages and then we'll be wrapping up on this side of the show because we want to get into serious business with Timmy Dakola. Stay with us. Serious conversation.
Uh-huh. This person says, Michael Fomisola says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Super 3 of What's Up, Lagos. Remember, Onami coined that name. That's what he says. Hope you guys had a groovy weekend. We had same experience from this end. I'm feeling your vibes from here in Isolo. Please help me blow the loudest trumpet. My darling first daughter, Chinyere, turns 18 today, the 18th of July.
Aww.
The mighty and big 18. Ain't that fantastic?" That's what he says.
Oh, happy birthday, Chinyere.
Wow.
18 is quite an age. I remember
happy birthday.
I turned 18.
That's the age where you become your person. Like,
yes,
you're like,
I know.
I'm a big girl now.
Yeah. All right, we have another message.
This one's from Nathaniel. It says, "Seriously, the data issue is alarming. I thought that it's only affecting me. The service providers should kindly take it easy with us."
Please.
Kindly take it easy with us. But we really love an explanation. I mean, if our credits or our airtime is about to finish, kindly let us know. Because for the longest time, the whole of last week into the upper week, I kept thinking that
it was network issues.
It was my phone.
Yes, I would
switch to my other line and call. And I would legit say to whoever I was talking to, "Network don't disappear from my phone."
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that this was the new strategy. If he hadn't corroborated it, I probably wouldn't have known that that's what's happening. And it's unfortunate. But let's take one last message for
this
the road.
This says that... "What's up, Lagos? It is better to be on MiFi ever since I moved on this network."
Seriously, I use MiFi too.
Yeah, 3-5 monthly, and it's not very okay. "Phone data is where the fraud happens, David." This one now says, "He said the network providers are just taking our data like they're drinking akamu."
With straw.
Hey.
Drinking akamu with straw.
Hey. Well, we'll take a quick breather. When we come back, let's find out what Timmy Dakola is saying about voters and people. Yes, Nigerians, and what 2023 might look like. And this is from the prism of Timmy Dakola. Stay with us.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
It's still What's Up Lagos, and we went for that quick breather because we want to introduce the next segment to you. The next segment is a conversation that Timmy Dakola put up. In fact, it was a tweet he put out on social media right after the conclusion of the Osun governorship elections. Now, we all saw, I mean, this is like the biggest story today. Everybody's talking about the elections from different perspectives. The former sheriff, they did that conversation from the political aspect. But let's talk about it from the people's perspective. See, this is the people's parliament. Us. What's up, Lagos? This is about us, the people of Nigeria and Lagos. But the people of Nigeria represented by the people of Lagos. You know? So let's talk about it from a people's perspective. Now, Timi Dakolo put out a tweet yesterday saying, Nigerians now vote people. If you like, be the ruling party or a structured party. If you present rubbish candidates, you will go home.
Straight.
That's what he said. And of course, this got all kinds of reactions. Now, he also said that the chances of any politician winning is slim if Nigerians don't like them. So it brings to mind different questions. I mean, a lot of people have said so much about the winning of the PDP. Somebody had even cautioned to say, this is not a PDP win, this is an Adeleke win. So the PDP should be cautious not to celebrate too much.
Glory.
Because... yeah. Even if this man were to go to a different political party with no name, that's who the people wanted.
Maybe.
But I always ask the question, have we grown to that place, to a place where Nigerians can decide that no matter who the bigger or the biggest or the higher powers are, this is who we want and this is who we're going to vote for? I always ask that question. Because again, I'll tell you why. This morning, we talked about voter registration. Sheriff was talking about it.
Yeah.
And a couple of people called in and said, they've not seen places that they can register. Oh, some places are not open. But then Anek is saying, we extended it by 2 weeks so that you would go and register and avoid the last minute rush. But there are people who still called in and said, these places are empty. Yesterday, somebody tweeted actually saying, there's so and so place in Anambra. There are just 5 people here. Come here and register. Why are people not showing up? Do we like last minute?
Lastminute.com. We're lastminute.com people.
But that again in itself is writing to, I'm going to go all around right now. Does that also go to show that maybe we're all talk and no action?
Well,
some people can also point to the fact that, see what happened in Osun. See what's happening in Osun. It means that Nigerians are ready. I saw a lot of young people tweet that. Oh, I'm here on ground. We're not Twitter voters. Yes, we're here with
Nigerians
our PVCs.
Nigerians are ready. Like, there's no doubt.
But how ready are we?
The serious Nigerians are ready.
Well, it takes all of us to actually be serious. So it shouldn't be some serious Nigerians and then we have unserious Nigerians at this point in
time. And it's the unserious ones that come out to cry after elections to say, oh, this government is bad. The government did this. The very serious Nigerians are ready, like we saw what happened in Osun State. They are ready to vote. Mm. We saw elderly people coming out to vote. Like, I was shocked.
Yeah, elderly people.
There's something I saw on social media. I think this guy's about. He said he's been voting since the days of Awolowo.
And those are the guys you always see show up for elections. I'll tell you what. I covered the Anambra elections as early as 7 a.m. An old man and his wife came with their stools and sat there waiting for the polling officer, the polling unit staff, all of the people to get ready. They were there early.
Wow.
And then they cast their votes. And this was ditto for so many other people. But I could count the young people and how early they showed up. They all came late. Later than the old guys.
And they will never go late too, if it's tuning to their favorite station to watch their favorite reality.
Or maybe it's like a music concert or something.
So, but you see, this is even most important than whatever that reality show is.
Mm-hmm.
Most important. But we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about this. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we are talking about Timi Dakolo's tweet about the just concluded Osun State elections. Now, don't forget, he said, Nigerians now vote people. If you like, be the ruling party or a structured party. If you present rubbish candidates, you will go home. He also said that now people are voting based on who they like. So I'm wondering to myself, does this really hold water as per, in terms of, you know, what we're seeing today on the ground in terms of how our electioneering process works. Is it enough to like a candidate? Is it enough to say this is who we want, as opposed to the number of registered candidates, the number of registered voters, the number of people who eventually actually show up at the polling units? Do we see the same percentage of people? Let's go back to 2019 elections. We saw how many people registered for that election, and we also saw meager number of people who came out to post cast their votes. A lot of people will say, oh, there was serious voter apathy. We saw the same thing during the Lagos State local government elections. There was absolutely nobody out there to vote. So again, is it enough to say, well, we're voting people now? But I also ask, how well do we think that this will work for us? I'm not in any way knocking the fact that we like people. Everybody will have their own candidate when it comes to elections. But I'm asking, when it comes to that in itself, how many people can say, I have a voter's card, I'm going to come out, vote, watch my vote count? How many people? We have to go for a break and bring you the news. Wemimo is standing by right after that. I want to hear your thoughts. Stay with us. Still, what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you're watching us, we're live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook. Join the conversation.
That's right.
We're talking about Nigerians and who they will vote for from now on. Yes, we're talking about the fact that, you know, Timi Dakolo put out a tweet yesterday right after the elections in Osun State saying that Nigerians now vote people. And that he said, if you like, be the ruling party or a structured party. If you present rubbish candidates, you will go home. But then I ask a question. Is it just about liking people? Have we gotten to a point in this country where we can only vote based on a person and not necessarily a party structure? Don't forget, we do not have the face of the candidate on our ballot papers. It's the party logo that's on our ballot paper, as opposed to what we would expect. So when people are voting now, do we see that happening because of what happened in Osun State? Because a lot of people are on the one hand saying, well, even if this man was running on the platform of, let's say, the most insignificant party, he would still have won. How true is that? Again, we're talking about how many people show up to, you know, registration centers to get their PVC. We see a lot of movements. There's so many movements right now on social media. This movement and that movement and young people's movements, blah, blah, blah. These movements, what is the percentage of the members of these movements who have voters' cards? Because it's one thing. I love it. I love that Nigerians are waking up, you know, to their responsibility, to seeing that, you know, voting and politics is not just a dirty game that should be left to a number of people, a class of people. We also need to participate. We have a role to play. But that role that we have to play and that responsibility that we have, how much of it are we taking on? That's my question. And so I'm going to pose some questions before I also give you some money today, quickly.
Marianne has money.
I'm gonna ask this question quickly this morning, and I want to hear your thoughts. All right, join the conversation for the next 25 minutes. Does this win by Senator Adeleke signal a new dawn of sorts for Nigeria and the voters? Again, what does he say about Nigeria's politics? Don't forget, Ekiti State elections just came and went. And a lot of people are applauding INEC because of the beavers.
Yeah.
But then, I also want to hear your reactions to Timi Dakolo's tweet. Is it just about liking a candidate? What about the ability to deliver? It's very important. Really, again, the dividends of democracy is what we ask for from our leaders. You know, some of them will say, I built road. I did this. Is that the dividends of democracy? So again, are we just looking at the candidate because we like them? Or are we making that same mistake we made in 2015? Anybody but Jonathan. So we have to take all of these things into consideration. And I want to hear your thoughts. Don't just call me and say, I like this person. No. Or I agree with Timi Dakolo. Why? So how prepared are we as Nigerians for the 2023 elections? And other than social media noise and banter, are we ready? Are we resolute? Have we armed ourselves with what we need? Not when it's election time, we don't see you show up at the polling unit. And really, how in touch are we with the realities on ground? You know, the politicking, the party structures, and a strong base, because these are all the things that you need for an election to be successful. How many people are interested in joining political parties as we speak? Are you a member of any political party?
No, I'm not.
You can't say that. You can't say any party.
PD what?
I just said
pedigree.
Pedigree.
Okay.
And really, how many of us have joined political parties and not just sitting there in the comfort of our homes and saying,
Marian, is it really important that we be part of the political
How do you intend to change something if you're not part of that thing?
I may be wrong, but
it's your opinion.
Yeah, if you were part of a political party, doesn't it make you a little biased?
As a journalist,
yeah. You're not supposed to come on air and tell us what party because you would sway lots of people.
Mm. Yeah.
But as a Nigerian, personally, this is your business. Mm-hmm. Should you not be a member of a political party if you want to effect change? Because you say, oh, this party did this. They don't care about Nigerians. But does it?
That's for you. You're not supposed to come on air.
I'm just saying, because she said that many people are not in political parties. And she asked, what political party are you? And I said, I'm not in any. But if I want to vote, I know who to vote for. And necessarily,
so you're saying that you don't have to be in a political party. You can vote for anyone that you support. Mm. But I want to hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. Is it that time where Nigerians are going to be saying to themselves, we no longer want to sit on the fence. We want to be part and, you know, parcel of what happens in our political system. Is it also the time where we can say, we don't care about what party or what base or what structure, we want this person and that's who we want? And do we just look at liking the person, or are we looking at their capabilities or their ability to deliver on the dividends of democracy?
Marian, you know, even the president himself said that this is what democracy is all about, speaking with regards to what happened in Osun State. Democracy, this is what the people wanted. I think the people got what they wanted.
But are our politicians ready for what the people want? 0700-993-993-993-993-993-0146571-90. Join the conversation. Sorry about that. Go to a very quiet place and then you can call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Gabriel.
Gabriel,
hi,
go ahead.
Gabriel.
Yeah, you don't have to be a member of a political party before you can cast your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the important thing is for you to go and vote your conscience. Now you ask the question whether Nigeria is right to the extent that we can now vote candidates. Also, election that has just gone by, it's not about the candidate per se. It's about a lot of things are inside. You see, in the internal wranglings, we saw manner of things there. So it's not because actually the candidate that won. It's a popular one. That's why he won. A lot of things worked, you know. So, what I believe is that let everybody go and vote their conscience.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Keep your calls to 1 minute, straight to the point, and of course, so that we can take other calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Samuel from Ikeja.
All right, Samuel, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, quickly. Concerning what happened in Osun, fine, number one, you talk about are people waking up now? Yes, but I would say yes. Because when you look at the, the number of votes counted, or maybe electorate in terms of participation, compared to what happened in 2018, we only had barely about 500,000 food content, you know, in 2018. But when we look at now, we had almost 800,000, almost, because Adeleke got about 405, while Oyetola get 375. When you had it, so we are talking about almost 800,000, meaning that additional 200,000 are voters, you know, have come up to life. And, you know, the good of it is that people are now, waking up. People are now like Arale said, I mean, a little bit moving from sitting on the fence now, because they know that voting has consequences.
All right. Voting has consequences. And he's saying, because I'm asking, as Tumida Kolo is saying that, look, now people are going to vote for who they like. No matter how big your party is, no matter how much structure you have, people are going to be voting for who they like. Mm-hmm. So if you do not come with a good candidate, they will show you the way out. But again, let's look at Nigeria's politics. It's not the candidate. We've seen people go to court, take candidates to court because they ran on the platform of the party. And that's why when there's a cross-carpeting, they now say, declare that seat vacant. So is it, have we really gotten to the point where we say, well, you know, every all these votes, we garnered them for this guy. Yes, it's this guy. But who is that guy without the platform? Does it mean that if Feta decides to run for president of What's Up Lagos, she would win because of the people who love her and want her to be president of What's Up Lagos?
Or because she's
not minding what party or what platform she runs on?
Mm-hmm.
Or will the party play a role?
Yeah.
I'm just dissecting Tumida Kolo's position. Have we grown to the point where we can actually say that we're ready to take out or take that, you know, thing off our eyes of looking at the political party and how big? And you know, people keep saying, oh, this person does not have structure, no matter how much the movement is. Have we gotten to that point? Can it work for us come 2023? And the Adeleke win, does it signal the dawn of a new era in Nigeria's politics? Looking at Anambra elections, looking at Ekiti, and now Osun, are we ready for 2023? How ready are we? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio,
okay,
please.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bayo on the line.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think Tumidakolo was trying to pass a message, right? But the narrative he's using is not really working. It's not really what actually works for the emergence of Adeleke. The point is that every point of life of every human endeavor, there's always alternatives, okay? And when you are fed up of a particular thing in your life, just that you don't even mind whatever it is. And when desirability is not available, then you make availability your desire. You understand? So what happened in the case of
I'm so sorry, your line is very noisy and problematic. We cannot take it. We'll take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? My name is Robert.
All right, Robert, go ahead.
What play out in Osun State is a clear indication that, number one, Adeleke is popular. He's a man loved by his people, despite the fact that he was rigged in the previous election. And number two, the people are tired of APC, a PC of hunger, a PC of insecurity. And I pray that Nigerians replicate this in next year's election. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Very straight to the point. So we're asking today, because you see, it's one thing to have a movement on social media, and I'm not knocking that movement. It's a great thing. We need to have more of these movements. We need to have young people, middle-aged people, middle-class people, everybody, you know, push for something. Whatever it is that you're pushing for, it's all great, because what we've been advocating over the years is that Nigerians get involved, because it's what, everything that happens, you say, government has to... What are you doing to make sure that we have the right kind of government, that we don't always have to use a pin to poke them, to do their duties, to call them to be alive to their responsibilities?
Yeah.
Of course, it lies with us. But the number one thing which struck me this morning when Sheriff and Ufoma were having that conversation is about how many people have gotten out there to register, to get their PVCs. It's one thing to you know, want to have a good government, to want a person to win. It's another thing to have the right persons in office. And that can only be done when you come out and vote. Well, I did promise that I was going to give out some money. So quickly, let's do that before we go back to the phone lines. Yes. Okay, so today, a photo of Nigeria's coat of arms is our treasure hunt something. You understand? So what you need to do is go to Nigeria Info's website. You have to look for a photo of Nigeria's coat of arms. You know what the coat of arms is? If you don't know, you're on your own. But well, if you go there, search for it anywhere on the app, and you stand a chance to win 5,000 naira. Now, when you find that photo, click on it, fill the requested form, and give all the details, then submit it. The fastest finger wins. Now, you can only play on Nigeria Info app. So if you do not have the Nigeria Info FM app, please go download it quickly and go play, because I want to give you 5,000. My hand is itching. I want to dash somebody money right now. All right. All right. We want to hear from you. What's up, Lagos? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Sorry, we lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Akim. I'm calling from Lagos.
Akim, go ahead.
Island. Yeah, I'm supporting the notion that you that says this is the time for people to be part of the system. And I'm going to look at it from this angle. Take, for instance, the last party primaries we have. Every party has done their primary today and they are giving us a candidate. If we are not part of that party system, we have no choice than to follow the candidate. The party
and that's what I'm saying, because, you know, I asked a question to the ladies in the studio. A lot of people look at it as a bad thing. I can't be in politics. No, it's a desi game. But how do you hope that these parties will throw up the right candidates in the first place for you to even want to vote for?
Exactly. Not when we are ready, we have to be part of the party system. Take, for instance, the American system we are copying. Right from secondary school, you see people joining political parties. You see students telling their mates that they are conservative, they are Democrat. We need to get to that system. Today, a lot of analysts complain that our party system are not of any ideology. How are we going to have ideological base if people are not in this system, in this party? Today, if you go to any party meeting in your ward, you meet artisans. I can tell you confidently that 90% of party members today are artisans, are road transport union workers.
Mm.
These are the people that determine candidates that comes to contest election.
And so the question is, where's the middle class in all of this?
Exactly. So we that we come to radio to complain almost every day, if we truly desire that change, let's go to our various wards and be part of a party. It is only when you are inside that you can implode the system and make the desired change you want.
Yes, absolutely.
It is not by collecting PVC alone.
Yes, thank you very much. Very, very robust response there.
Yeah.
He's made my point very easy for me. It's not enough for us to get our PVCs. How involved are you?
Yeah.
And that's why I was asking. It's not enough for us to want a new political era to dawn. Are we going to be part of the movement to make it happen? I know it starts in bits and pieces, but are you playing a role in every of that bit and that pieces? Because 2023 is around the corner.
Yeah,
we're joking about
change,
it, but it's
yeah.
right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So again, back to Timi Dakolo's tweet. He says, Nigerians now vote people. If you like, be the ruling party, be the structured party. If you present a rubbish candidate,
we'll go home.
Well, we want to hear your thoughts, but Feta has some information for us. And right after that, I want to take more of your comments.
Definitely have this. Now, if you're looking for a new career opportunity in Lagos, Kirby Nigeria is introducing an exciting journey to build a career and own a business. With a line of generational business success spanning over 100 years, here is an opportunity to meet with an ambitious and resourceful team and earn over 120,000 weekly. So if you're interested, call the numbers 081-5705-0505 or 090-5637-4258 or 090-6282-0052 to book an interview. The number once again is 081-5705-0505 or 090-5637-4258 or 090-6282-0052 to book for an interview.
All right, and that's it. Don't forget, we're still talking about conversations on being part of the electoral process. We can't just say that it's time because one, we've done one in Oshun. It's a great thing. People showed up. I saw young people posting on Twitter, you know, saying that, hey, we're not just on Twitter. We're here in person. This is our PVC where we're at our polling units. We're trying to make that change. And this is not just young people in one political party. They were across different political parties. They just did not stop at talking about it. They were part of it. And so I'm asking, what Timi Dakolo is saying, does it signal that, you know, what happened in Oshun is the dawn of a new political era in Nigeria? Does it mean that we have come of age, you know, to decide who we want to run, whether it be I remember something that the Kaduna State governor said when I interviewed him about Shehu Sani in 2019, and he said, oh, that Shehu Sani won that election because of the political party, the platform, that even if it was a goat that was put on that ticket,
wow,
that the goat would have won.
Wow.
I have the video clip. I interviewed him in Kaduna in Government House. And it also signals what I said at the beginning of this conversation, that in Nigeria, we still say that ballot is the party's, that ticket is the party's, is not necessarily the person.
Mm.
So again, how do we build a person to be able to be the candidate and not necessarily, we're not in any way trying to diminish the power of the party.
Absolutely.
Because the party does play a huge role. It's a platform. But who is superior? Is it the party or the candidate? And who are the people voting for? Are we voting for the party or are we voting for the candidate?
I think I would agree with what Timi Dakolo has said. Nigerians are beginning to vote for the person, not the party, because we want competent people to lead. And I'm sure that's what's in the mind of the people.
People, yeah.
Yeah, that they want somebody that is competent, not necessarily what party the person belongs to. We all know that politics is structure, you know. Some political parties seem to have a stronger structure than the others. But right now, I think we've moved past what Nigerians are beginning to project. We're now beginning to see that we've moved past the party structure, the party and the kind of clout they carry. It's now more about the person.
But if you're not a member of a political party to rise through the ranks to get to a point where you can be the choice candidate, because don't forget, we that are talking now, the people who sit on social media or sit in our coffee tables in our homes to have these conversations, most of us are not members of those political parties. So we're hoping and praying that the party throws up the right kind of person who we think is worthy enough to run for that office, for us to even want to cast our vote. So why are we not part of the process that throws up these candidates? Why are we waiting and hoping that it's not the same career politicians that make those tickets? 07400 07. We lost that call. 07900 993 993 993. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Oh, we lost that call. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes,
good morning.
Alive.
Yes. Well done, sir. I've been trying to get Tony.
You have 1 minute. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you all along.
Yeah.
So I think people are becoming to, realize the importance of voting beyond the regiment of party or non-partisanism and things like that. Mm-hmm. People just, everybody, to me, I believe, which is including me, everybody is just tired and we just need a change. We just need something, I mean, that can make the narrative now of what is happening now to change. So that is what people, and for you to do that, you need to go all out there. And the good things that have plans concerning this Oshun and even Ekiti also now is that, I mean, it's now giving electorate, confidence that their votes count. You know, it's becoming gone, you use that word now, that because they have used this particular narrative, you know, to discourage a lot of people.
Okay, all right. We said 1 minute, so please quickly do your what you have to say. Quickly put your thoughts together before you call us, so that when you call us, you just go straight to the point. Now, you made a point that people are just tired. People were tired in 2015, and then we allowed for just anybody. We said anybody, but should we make the same mistake because we're all tired? We have messages on WhatsApp. Let's quickly take those messages, and then we'll try to wrap up.
All right. This person says, the people.
Station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We have to go. Unfortunately, we have just about a minute and some before we wrap things up on this side, because Power Solutions comes up right after this. But this is a conversation that has to continue, because we cannot just assume that the system would throw up the people that we think have the capabilities to lead us to that green pasture that we are envisaging. So how do we become part of the system so that we can determine who the system throws up? I'm Mary Anna Cohn-Fetter, Fancy Nancy. Thank you, ladies, for being part of the conversation. We will be back here tomorrow talking for development. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. Follow me on all socials at M-I-M-I-E-Y-O on Twitter and Instagram, and Mary Anna Duke Cohn on my Facebook and LinkedIn. Have a lovely day. Good morning.